producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
It is my great pleasure to welcome you to another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by a lady who's, she's a whole ton of different things. She's an ASC certified mechanic. She's an author of a wonderful book, Car Care for the Clueless. She's a media person as well, does a lot of television and radio opportunities and shows. And she also has invented some cool things along the way. Her name is Pam Oates, and she's going to be with us all throughout this hour of the broadcast. So what does that mean for you guys? That means if there's something wrong with your vehicle right now, if it's not starting, if it's not stopping, if it's emitting funny noises or smells, if you're getting poor fuel economy, if you're getting bad performance, if you've been to your mechanic and they've told you you've got to sell your house in order to pay for the repairs on your vehicle, and you're a little bit suspicious, this will be a great opportunity for you guys to get a free second opinion from one of the experts here, one of the top experts in the entire country. The telephone number 855-660-4261, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. We're also going to play some trivia. Matter of fact, I have a leftover trivia from a little bit earlier edition of the broadcast. It's so easy. That's an old Linda Ronstadt song, come to think of it. It's so easy, this trivia question is giving itself away to you guys. So whoever comes up with the answer to this trivia question is going to get a cool new prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Warren Tracy is going to fill your Christmas stocking. Hopefully you'll get it out before Christmas, if not shortly thereafter. And you're going to be very happy with whatever Warren chooses to send you, because he is a really cool guy. The question is, the Matador. Who made the Matador? 855-660-4261. That's our toll-free from anywhere across North America. Right now, we go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth ASC certified mechanic and veteran automotive journalist and repair expert, Pam Oates. Pam, how are you doing?
Fine. Good to be on. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. You know, I had a friend who had a Matador in high school.
It was a funky looking car.
Just smiled my face. We didn't call it a Matador, but
I think you called it something else.
we had something else to call it, but
it had some interesting
smile on my face. That trivia question.
Good. Yeah, some interesting styling cues from that particular vehicle. I too remember, you know, some unusual things going on in the front fenders and an unusual rear window, side window, B-pillar window. There was definitely a lot of funkiness going on. We won't give away too much, but we would love to hear from you guys. If you can please give us a call. We've got Ben standing by. Ben is my my ace board op. He also does another edition of the program, and we love working with Ben. So the telephone number is 855-660-4261, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. And you can confess if you've actually owned a Matador and you want to come clean. You know, you want to do, what do they do in Alcoholics Anonymous, AA? If you want to come clean, get it off your get it off your chest and just fess up to North America. We will give you that we'll give you that opportunity. And looks like people are calling in already. Ben, who's our first caller. Frank in New Mexico. It's so great to hear Frank's name, and even better to hear his voice. Frank, my friend, how are you doing?
Pretty good, Bob. Always here every Sunday, and it's good to hear from Miss Pam again.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, Frank.
Hey,
Frank,
I've got the answer. I believe that was AMC, American Voters.
Yes, it was. It was definitely AMC. And they came in funky colors, too, just to add even more excitement to the mix. Like a lot of AMC products, they had some interesting color choices back in the day, but it was a rather unusually styled vehicle, wouldn't you say so?
Yes, it was. But I kind of liked it. A friend of mine had one, and at the same time I had a new Chevelle, and I kind of liked his, too.
Yeah, no, it was definitely distinctive. I never had the opportunity to drive one. That is definitely the correct answer, and we are going to get you a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage and going to be talking to the people at Haynes, and we're going to get you that Haynes manual this week. I've got that on my to-do list. Remind Pam about you, Frank, you've got a really interesting collection of vehicles, including the Grand National, which another vehicle I've never driven but absolutely love, and that's one of the vehicles in your collection. But give Pam an idea of what else you got there in your garage.
Oh, okay. The earliest is a 66 Chevelle SS396. The next one is a 1970 Rover 3500, the sedan, not four-wheel drive. 3500 was the same model that Princess Grace flew off the cliff in and died. Even though it was rated the world's safest car at the time, it didn't help her off the cliff. And I also have a 72 Lincoln Continental, 86 Old Cutlass Supreme, 87 Grand National, 89 Nissan Sentra, and the wife just got a new Nissan Sentra. So we got quite a stable here.
Well, I want to come and play. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
He is a really cool car guy with a great collection of vehicles. Lincoln Continental, have you seen the pictures of, that's going to be one of the big stories coming up in a few weeks, is going to be the production version of the new four-door Lincoln Continental. They showed it last year at the Detroit Auto Show as a concept vehicle and got a lot of buzz, and now they're going to unveil the production version. Have you seen this new rendition of the classic four-door Lincoln? Have you caught that online or in a magazine, Frank?
Yes, I've seen it online, and I'm glad Lincoln is getting serious about recapturing the luxury market again. You know, it looks good to me.
Yeah, I hope they are, you know, thoughtful with their pricing. I'm sure, you know, that they're going to have a variety of different models. I know they're going to sell it all over the world. They're expecting big things for that vehicle in China because the Chinese market, you know what the number one most important thing in the Chinese market is as far as a... that's right. Buick is the best seller. Yeah. But as far as attributes, what do you think the Chinese love about vehicles more than anything else? What is the part of a vehicle that is most important to your average Chinese buyer, especially if they're an affluent Chinese buyer? What do you think that buyer is looking for? Is he looking for horsepower?
Luxury.
Is he luxury? That is right. And in particular, the big back seat. They are crazy about big back seats.
Yes.
I just like the suicide doors on it. I think that's cool that they brought that back.
Oh, I do too.
You guys go. I love the show, and I'm going to keep on listening.
Thank you, my friend. We're going to take a pit stop and then more. This is Auto World.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Best known for his work with the Stray Cats, that's Brian Setzer. This is Auto World, broke down by the side of the road. Is there anything worse than that? Well, there are lots of things worse than that, but that is certainly one of life's most aggravating situations. You're stuck in the middle of nowhere. Lots of people are traveling this time of the year. It can happen, and Pam Oates is with us, and she's an ASC certified mechanic and more, and she is going to help you get ready for perhaps some holiday adventures if you're heading out on the highways and byways. But before we get to that, of course, if you got something wrong with your vehicle, we're serious. We're live. Here are lots of programs at this time of the day. On the weekend, they're on tape. But guess what? We are live, so we are here to help you out at 855-660-4261. Again, if you want a free second opinion, your mechanic has told you that your Hoosie dinghy needs replacing and that's going to cost you $5,000 and you don't know what a Hoosie dinghy is and you're a little bit skeptical, want a second opinion, Pam can help you out. Or if you've got some symptom, you know, you've got the screeching brakes, you've got the funny puddle in the driveway, you've got the strange noise, whatever's going on, we can help you out. 855-660-4261. Before we talk about all things mechanical, for those of our listeners who might not be familiar with your background, Pam, it's a vast one. You have been a shop owner. Recently you sold your shop, but you owned it for more than 20 years. But it runs in your family. Tell everybody listening across North America about how long you've been in the automotive business and how connected your family is to the automotive business.
Well, thank you. It's a long time. Actually, I got my first automotive repair lesson. And it was by my great-grandfather, who was a technician. I'm fourth generation. My great-grandfather taught me how to set the choke on a 69 Plymouth, a car I still have today, which I have a lot of fun taking the shows here and there. My grandfather, my father, of course, and as a matter of fact, I got the honor of working alongside my pop there for a while, which I just absolutely loved just before I retired. And I just love cars. It's just, you know, there's just something that you talk about at the dinner table growing up all the time. It was a very, very, very nice time. I was very fortunate to have been in the family that grew up on the east side of Detroit. And, you know, not only did my great-grandfather, grandfather, dad, work on the vehicles. I mean, they loved cars as well. So I got that passion, that bug, as well as they passed it on as my turning wrenches. So really, really, I missed the shop after 20 years. I said 20 years was it, and I was moving on to other things. But, you know, I miss my customers. I really do. I miss the customers, and I was very fortunate to have wonderful customers and customers who listened to me when I explained the car care, because I always love to do show and tell with them. And that's something that consumers out there, you go to your local shop, you need to really emphasize you want to do show and tell. They come out and they say, Mrs. Smith, we need total brake replacement. And instead of saying, oh, my gosh, you need to have Mrs. Smith say, well, why? Show me why. Explain to me why I need this. And then the second question you need to ask is how. How is this going to affect my vehicle? How is it going to affect my wallet?
Mm-hmm. It is so true, absolutely. And, you know, with the price of a new car, an average new car over $30,000, it is a major league investment. And next to your home, definitely the biggest one. And they keep getting more expensive, folks. There's no other way to say it. Let's touch on a story which has been dominating the headlines, and that's the Volkswagen story. The fact that Volkswagen has been caught cheating on their TDI. And ironically, this is a wonderful, and one thing I want to preface before we get into the nuances of this particular scandal, you know, these modern diesel engines are absolutely fantastic. They They're nothing like the diesel engines, the ill-fated attempts by some of the American manufacturers in the 70s and early 80s, not retrofitted gasoline engines. These engines have great torque. They have great performance. They don't have any of the chatter. They don't have any of the blue smoke. All of that has been taken care of. So, you know, don't let this Volkswagen scandal scare you off from diesels. This is more of an internal problem. And Pam, in all honesty, when this news broke, it didn't really surprise me. And I just wonder if there are other auto manufacturers out there who are also doing the same thing.
Well, you know they're going to find out because let me tell you, the EPA has gotten together with the University of Michigan, and they are testing all of the vehicles up there in Ann Arbor, and they are checking the emissions. They're not just putting them on a dyno where, you know, it's just the two drive wheels that are going, because that's how VW hit it for so long. It went into program B, for lack of a better term, when they put it on a dyno to have the emissions tested and show everything's fine. But when you had all four wheels rolling, it just reverted back to the horrible, you know, polluter that it was. And it's unfortunate, too, because VW was saying, well, you know, it was lack of time to get the vehicle out and money. That's no excuse, you know. It's the reason why we have standards. And so approximately 500,000 vehicles out here in the U.S. alone are affected by this. It's the four-cylinders, six-cylinders, the Audis, it's the VWs, and the consumer, you know, the consumer listens, and VW and Audi sales are down big time. I mean, like, they represent approximately half of 1% of the auto sales here in the U.S., and this month alone, they're talking record auto sales, 17.1, that's what we're going to be looking at, 17.1 million by the end of 2015. So now's the time to buy.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the year, they want to get that last car in there, you're going to get a great deal if you negotiate properly.
That's a really good point, Pam, and you know we're getting close to that time that folks can go into dealerships. It's local dealerships are going to have their incentives for their local folks, and then, of course, the national brands want to have the bragging rights about having record years. So great advice from Pam Oates, and it will continue after we step aside for some important messages. And when we come back on the other side, we'll continue to talk a little bit about the Volkswagen fiasco, but we've got lots more for you straight ahead right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Five six zero four two six one. That's our toll free from anywhere. If you're listening in Maine, if you're listening in Florida, if you're listening in New Mexico, Arizona, if you're listening in Washington, everybody in Pasco, Washington, if you're listening up there or in Alaska, Hawaii, or if you're listening to us anywhere around the world, GCNlive.com. Welcome. Thank you very much. My name is Bob Long, your humble host here, along with Pam Oates, ASA certified technician and media spokesperson and author of Car Care for the Clueless. And Pam, we've got a gentleman with a question for you. I believe he's got a Jag, and he is in the great state of Michigan. And what's the gentleman's name, Ben? Ralph, you are up first here. How you doing there, Ralph?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Hey, Pam.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, when you were describing yourself and your grandfather and your father and so forth like that, immediately brought to mind that movie, My Cousin Vinny, with Melissa Tomei.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all I could do is picture you being on the witness stand, sitting there, my father, my grandfather, my uncle, my brothers. But anyway, I don't have the Jag. I was interested in buying this Jag, and he's got a 1980-something Jag four-door. I drove it. It drives beautifully. But he lent it to his daughter, and she ran the battery down by leaving the radio on all night. And anyway, she had a friend come over, and they jumped it, but they crossed the wires. And, no offense, Pam, but, you know, anytime you lend a woman a car and she tries to perform mechanical things on it, you know, oh, my gosh, everything can go wrong. Now, there are exceptions to the rules, like you, Pam. But the point is she crossed the wires, and now the car won't do anything.
Yeah.
And I looked at the fuses and that, and the fuses are all okay. Can you suggest somewhere else for me to look?
Yeah, because I'm sure not all the fuses are okay. There's a main fuse bust. That's where I would start first.
But it has two sets of fuses.
Pardon me?
It has two sets of fuses. It has one under the bonnet and then another one inside. And I checked them all, and they seem to be all okay, which surprises me, but...
Are you getting power?
I was just wondering
there?
If there was something before there.
You're getting power to those fuse blocks?
I don't know. I didn't check that. I just checked
the
fuses.
Oh, you just saw that the fuses were okay. Yeah, it's going to pop the main one before it's going to go over there. You don't know what year Jaguar.
No, I don't know what year it was, or it is. It's a nice one. It's a beautiful car.
XJ8.
It's been kept in California for the last, since it was made. The last 2 years it's been here in Michigan, but they kept it in the garage. So, I mean, there's no rust and everything, and they only want $3,000 for it if I want to buy it. And I'm like, ooh, yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna have to see what kind of damage because, you know, when you cross polarity, a whole bunch of things happens.
And yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
Jaguars,
you don't have any idea that where I, besides the main fuse, what else for me to check?
Well, you got to start there. You got to start from the battery back because that's where the point of damage occurred. And, you know, I can send you in several different directions, but I don't want to send you on a goose chase.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, well, it's like this. It's like, you know, you got Jag and maybe it's an XJ8, possibly.
Yes, most likely.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah,
we
XJ8,
year,
early,
yeah.
Early 80s. Early 80s?
Early 80s, yeah. Early 80s, 1980s.
Yeah.
Okay. So... I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to see if it's okay with Bob. And you give me over an email address, and if you could give me the exact year, then I can find some wiring diagrams and point you in the right direction where to start.
So you're going to give me an email address?
Yes, we're going to need an email address, probably... Like I said, if it's okay with Bob, you know, I don't know if you want to
yeah,
absolutely. Be there for everybody to listen to.
We want to help you out, so we'll put you on hold, and we'll have Ben, our great producer, get your best email address, and then Pam will get in touch with you. That's probably
you know,
the best
like,
way.
You know I'm wearing a shirt, but you don't know what color shirt I'm wearing, for an example. You know See where I'm driving?
Yeah, I'll get all the information. I can call the guy up and get all the information. It's just I was sitting here listening to you, and I didn't have time to call him and call you guys.
Yeah, once, you know, you cross polarity, and Jaguar is pretty temperamental electrically to begin with, and so you're going to really have to go with caution when you go into this, and have it professionally checked out. You know, professional ASC master checks this out, who is very savvy with Jaguars. And
I know. When I was younger, I had a MG. I loved the car, but, I mean, you know, they were very temperamental. You know, it's like you hold your tongue wrong in it when it starts.
Yeah,
that's
true.
This goes back, I believe this is still under the British Leyland days of ownership of Jag, and so you're still dealing with Lucas Electronics, the Prince of Darkness here. So definitely, we'll get your email address, and Pam will get in touch with you, and you guys can correspond back and forth, and Pam will help you out, I guarantee it.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Well,
thanks for calling
in. Thanks,
Ralph. It's that easy to call in. It's 855-660-4261. Before the break there, we were talking about the Volkswagen scandal, and that's the fact that Volkswagen cheated. You know, admittedly, they said, well, we just cheated. It took them a while. They've done a reversal on a couple of other models, too, which is a little bit disturbing. Originally, they said, no, it was just this particular model. And then later on, they said, well, actually, we did it on other ones, too. Yeah. So I just wonder. Yeah, I just wonder if there are other auto manufacturers out there that are doing the same thing. I computers have become so sophisticated today. It's amazing. I understand that this vehicle had a sensor in it which could tell that there was no one in the driver's seat. So that was one of the things that would trigger this eco mode, and it knew when it was being tested. Again, technology is great, and in certain cases, technology can cause situations like this. And, you know, as we get into the autonomous driving vehicles, Pam, that's going to open up a whole nother series of potential problems down the road.
It really is. You know, before we actually go autonomous, we're going to be doing a lot of V2V, V2I, vehicle-to-vehicle, vehicle-to-infrastructure. And we're doing that right now, as a matter of fact. You've seen it on a lot of car commercials where somebody's backing up, you got the noisy kids in the back seat, the mother's distracted, somebody comes behind the car stops. We've all seen that. It's vehicle infrastructure, for an example, and it's picking this up. They actually have, it's approximately 35 acres outside Ann Arbor, and Ford, GM, Hyundai, Toyota, Honda, there's a bunch of other ones in there too, I'm sure. But those are the big names that I can remember off the top of my head. They are actually working with the university, and they are having the vehicles talk via radio frequency to each other. For an example, you're coming up to a stoplight, and all of a sudden it turns red. And you have three vehicles in a row. You have vehicle number one, a sedan. Vehicle number two is a big box truck. And vehicle number three, you have another sedan. Well, the box truck can see over vehicle number one, the sedan, because it's tall, can see what's going on. He hits those brakes. And vehicle number three, all of a sudden, doesn't understand why the brakes are coming on. Now, normally, the car would run into the back of the box truck if it was a really quick stop.
Hold that thought, Pam. We're up against the brake. We'll finish on the other side.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair from lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Well, the girl I love.
Welcome back. Thanks for being here. We're having all kinds of fun with Pam Oates. She's an ASC certified technician as well as an EEAS certified tech as well. A Car Care for the Clueless is the name of the book that she wrote. And Pam's an entrepreneur. We're going to talk about that as well. But before that break there, you were telling us about the future. I remember when Conan O'Brien in the 90s used to have this skit. It was in the year 2000. In the year 2000. but
yes, he did. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I love that skit. And and every now and then, a radio friend of mine who's does kind of a comedy show. He's always saying like, you know, don't come out Y2K yet. You know. but the future is.
The auto industry, especially for the technician, if they haven't kept up, I just recommend them closing their toolboxes and taking them home because there is a lot going on. And now we were just on this impending accident with this car and this truck. And basically, this radio frequency is picked up by car number 3 from car number 1, and it breaks automatically. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be like a Ford to a Ford or a Chevy to a Chevy. It's all manufacturers talking with each other. And this is the beginning to the end of the driver and the beginning of the autonomous car. It's coming, folks. And the consumer wants this car really bad. And the manufacturers are really pushing their engineers to make this happen. They want to be first on the block. Visit next year, Cadillac. They're going to have the autonomous portion fixed for highway driving, amongst other ones, for an example. People are going to eat this up. But unlike the Google car that got pulled over for the ticket a few weeks ago, I don't know if you heard about that one, got pulled over because it was driving, quote-unquote, too slow. for the traffic, and the officer pulled it over, and there is nobody in the front seat. Nobody to give the ticket
wow.
to. Needless to say, once the autonomous car, you know, gets into your garage, there is going to be all sorts of rules and regulations for the car owner, and I'm sure for a long time, one of them is there's going to have to be a responsible licensed driver in that front seat for that just-in-case moment, because humans are programming these vehicles, and humans make mistakes.
Yeah, they certainly do. There's no question about that. We've got the Detroit Auto Show coming up, the North American International Auto Show. I hope to be there. I've had the same spot for 20 years. How about yourself, Pam? Are you going to be heading back home to the Motor City?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I just may be up there during the auto show, and so I'll make sure that we get in touch with each other. But I'm really excited that Alfa Romeo is coming back.
Yeah, it
love
is
the
really
Italian
cool.
cars.
Yeah, how do you like the looks of some of the upcoming vehicles that they're going to have from the Alfa Romeo portfolio? I mean, right off the bat, they're starting out with a pretty loaded high performance vehicle, but it's great news, and certainly I'm happy to also hear that Fiat is going to be resurrecting the Spider, and that vehicle is actually going to be built on the same platform as the current day Mazda Miata, and it will be built in Japan, so the build quality on that car should be quite good.
That's going to be interesting. You know, I, long time ago, I almost bought a Spider, and like Ralph's friend, the friend I was going to purchase it from, the daughter wrecked the Spider, and that was the end of that. But I remember my dad saying, you know how hard it's going to be to find parts for that, and I was like, I don't care. It's a Spider. I always wanted one, you know, so they're resurrecting
yeah.
it. And maybe that opportunity will arise if, and I'm sure they're going to do it right, but if the price is right. So, we shall see.
Absolutely.
Now, Tesla's yeah. going to be missing. That's interesting. You know, I know they don't sell Tesla in Michigan, and Tesla's going to be waiting until the New York auto show, but you would think that this is, quote-unquote, the granddaddy. He's been around for almost 100 years. That you would actually have Tesla there, but they're bowing out.
That's interesting. Tesla is not the most friendly company when it comes to dealing with the press either. I know myself, I've never had the opportunity to drive a Model S, and lots of other folks even in Detroit who work for some pretty high-end websites and publications have also not had the opportunity. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens with Tesla in the future. They're certainly all over the highways and byways in California. You think, to God, they were, you know, the price of the Prius, but it is the new Prius in California. It's everywhere. And even down here in Florida, where both you and I reside, there are a lot of them on the road. It's a good-looking vehicle, Pam, but just like the crossover vehicle, the Model X vehicle, it's an expensive one. The Model X is going to start at $70,000. The Model S also starts at around $70,000, but the average one going out the door is over $100,000.
Amazing. You know, like I tell, you know, my customers when they'd come into the shop and they'd want to purchase a newer used vehicle, I would always recommend to wait until after the manufacturer warranty is completed and then definitely purchase a quality aftermarket warranty for that vehicle because of all the electronics on there. You know, it can be very, very, very expensive if something breaks, and we don't want it to break your bank. So that is definitely an option after, though. It has to be after the manufacturer warranty because I'd have customers come in, and their vehicle would still be under warranty. They had an aftermarket warranty. They wanted to have something performed, something broke, and they'd hand me this, and I'm like, you're still under warranty. This aftermarket is worthless until the manufacturer warranty is completed. If this part or the service is under warranty, they won't touch it. And it's like throwing money out the window going down the road, because that's time-based, time and mileage-based from when you bought it. And it's kind of useless until that manufacturer warranty is closed.
So true. Absolutely, Pam. Before we go any further, tell everybody about that great gas cap grip that you invented.
I am having so much fun with that. As a matter of fact, you know, we just got a letter from a lady. She was 17 years old. Her name was Miriam. She was from Virginia. And she sent us a Christmas card, and she sent us a little note inside of it, and she says, you know, she used to have to wait for somebody to come over and help her with her gas cap. And this is what this is exactly why I did this. I did this several years ago for my customers. I'd make them out of actually blocks of wood, and now we have it sophisticated enough that I'll actually fit in the door where the gas cap's at. But it's for those who have dexterity issues and they can't properly open or close that gas cap. Because, you know, if it's not shut right, it's going to set the check engine light. And unfortunately, there's some unscrupulous shops out there that are going to charge after they just properly reset the gas cap. And that's to avoid all this. But yeah, we're actually working with a major retailer right now. We're been doing all the paperwork. And once that's completed, we'll announce that. But it's been a lot of fun. Really, really enjoying this process. Nice to see it's helping people.
That's fantastic. That is great. Let's remind folks about some things that they should take into consideration as they travel during these holiday times. What's the most important thing for folks to do?
I think the most important thing to do, even though the East is having a mild winter compared to the West Coast, it doesn't matter where. You always should have a little pack in the back of your trunk or your hatch. It could be an old duffel bag. It can be an old file box. But have it so you have emergency supplies in there. You want, like, emergency LED. They're about $12. You can get them at any parts store or hardware store.
Since 1915, J.C. Whitney and its catalog full of parts for nearly every car, truck, SUV, and motorcycle on the road have delivered everything automotive to generations of enthusiasts. Please visit www.jcwhitney.com to shop for the latest parts and accessories, request catalogs, and join the celebration of a truly American company and a truly significant milestone as J.C. Whitney turns 100 years old. Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete tear-down and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.